Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. It's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
I do still have a stack of Lucy created passports, and we have stickers now to go inside of those. A few of them left that have Lucy's autograph. So if y'all would like to get those tomorrow at Keller, Friday at Keller at Buffalo Wild Wings, we will be there for that. Plus, ice cold Miller Lights and Coors Lights for you to drink. Again, take the half day on Friday. You deserve it. You deserve the half day. Go have lunch and then hang out with us in Keller.
Is there any way you can just work extra hard on Thursday?
Sure. Oh, that's and then take the whole day off because on Friday.
We open at 10 at Buffalo Wild Wings. Only for us.
And for you.
Well, yeah, but...
Only for us.
Yeah, only for us. If you go there, they're not opening it up, but we are already there for you. So then you can eat wings and drink beer at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Only at that Buffalo Wild Wings that we're at on that Friday.
That's a hell of a way to get your Friday started. Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm sure Keller has a great football game going on Friday night that you can already get ready for.
Yeah, you're damn right there, Mike. I like what you're saying here,
man. You know
what
they say, show up plastered to high school football games.
I don't think they say that.
Yeah, I don't think they should.
But you can still keep up with the game if you want to. So that's the way to get it started is get it. You know, like Mike's saying, start at 10 a.m., sober up by 4, all right? And then you can go to the high school game, all right?
Okay.
Drink some water while you're at it.
That'll root for Keller.
Yeah, and root for Keller. If you
want, root against them.
Yeah, I don't know who Keller's playing yet.
Maybe they did you wrong.
I do believe that Bobby has taken on the Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton show is... the official show of Keller softball. So he might as well hop in on Keller football as well while he's at it.
Peyton's on that show now? Yeah. Like you said his name.
I've been saying that for, well, you know what, Mike? You've been out for a little bit, so I can see how you've missed on that a couple times. I've been saying it for a while.
Okay. Good for Peyton, man.
And don't forget also on Friday, this is a great opportunity too, because Kevin does shout out Friday. But you're also, like Mike just pointed out, there's some high school football action going on.
Yeah.
If you want to show up and give us some live action, who you're pulling for in your high school games at Keller Buffalo Wild Wings, do that, man.
Absolutely.
We'll let them know about it.
Absolutely.
I saw this from Blogging the Boys, Kevin, and just thought this was an interesting conversation. Cowboys, they say the Cowboys should promote these players to full-time starters. And Rico Dowdle was the first one on the list. Do you think, like, it feels like right now Rico Dowdle is the starter?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was already thinking, that he is the starter.
But it is definitely a running back by committee.
Yeah.
If you like, he's the starter by default, it feels like.
Yeah.
But it's a committee, and they're suggesting that they increase his offensive snaps to 60%. Because right now he's at 44%.
Okay.
And they say to split the other ones 40%, Ezekiel Elliott, Deuce Vaughn, Hunter Lipke from there.
Okay. And I like it.
I kind of felt like that was, we were in that place, but I guess if you're looking at the raw numbers, you're not quite there yet. But Rico Dowdle, I really, at this point, it's not working. I'm not saying abandon the run game altogether, but you got to find a workaround with what you do have in the running game, or you're going to have to get better at a couple different areas. And as Mickey and, you know, Broadus and all of us have been pointing out, it's not just the rookies. Even some of your other guys are having some struggles in these plays. I do wonder sometimes if Zach Martin is struggling because he's helping out the center or concerned about him, or if Tyler Smith is. But, man, those guys have to grow up. They have to be a good unit together.
One thing I can live without is CeeDee Lamb just being lined up in the backfield. I get what they do with the handoffs and the jet sweeps and stuff, but no thanks.
If he's back there, this is where I'm like, okay, what are they trying to set up either in this game or later in the season?
Yeah.
Because, again, everybody's like, if you're doing something, if you're showing something, do it for a purpose. It seems like what they're showing is we're handing the ball off to CeeDee Lamb if he's in the backfield.
Yeah. Not my favorite.
There doesn't seem to be any trick behind it. DeMarvion Overshown, full-time starter status. I feel like he's in this mix too, in this conversation. I'm kind of curious how else they can use him.
Okay.
What are your feelings on how other ways to use him? Because at the moment,
I still think he can get pressure on the quarterback, and we haven't seen like a lot of that yet. I still think whether you want to run it on a delayed blitz or whatever the case is, I still think he can get pressure on the quarterback.
They said he's at 63% of the team's defensive snaps, second only to Eric Kendricks, who's at 89% of the defensive snaps.
Okay.
But they're saying they want him to be available for both run and pass defense and be promoted to that spot as well. And I'm with you, man, because it does feel like the blitzes have all been Kendricks or Micah coming off the edge or blitzing as a linebacker. Overshown has that ability, that speed, too, to flash and get that burst in there.
I do understand some of the limitations because of how much he struggled against the Ravens in some of those run situations. So it's a work in progress. He only played four NFL games.
You got to learn it, you know? Yeah. You got to learn. You got to be in. That's one of those where I'm like reps on the field, but I think a lot of coaches are looking at it going, how much time do we have?
Yeah.
Can we really afford to throw that time away? And then Wanye Thomas is the third person,
There it is.
He's only played 4.49% of the Cowboys snaps this year. Donovan Wilson, 97%. Malik Hooker, 95%. And both are among some of the worst graded safeties in the league right now, according to Pro Football Focus. And they're like, hey, look, here's the thing, though, I don't love. Thomas may not be better, but he's proven to be in the past that he's starting caliber.
And I want to get he needs to be on the field more. And I'm not saying that means he needs to be a starter, but if you want to scale the other two like 80% either way, or if you want to scale one of them down, I think Wanye Thomas should be on the field more than he is. I feel like I've been clear on this, whether it's what we've seen in the times he does get an opportunity in the regular season, what we see in training camp. I think he can make a difference.
This is one of those things, though, where trying to figure out what packages to get him on the field the most is that's a chore. That's part of the effort.
I agree.
Whenever you're doing that, are you going, okay, he's not good at this, but we're willing to sacrifice it? I think right now Mike Zimmer's just seeing what his pieces are, working with them and trying to figure out how to best to use them. But you're right. If the safeties are that bad right now,
yeah,
then you might check it out just a little bit. Now, I saw this. I thought it was pretty interesting. The Ravens and Commanders play. Were they playing 2 weeks, I believe?
I'll check. I'm not sure.
That is, you know, of course you would want to bill this as Lamar versus Jaden. Lamar Jackson versus Jaden Daniels.
I mean, they're obviously two of the already most electric players in the NFL.
NBC wanted to flex that game into Sunday night. So do they go to the league and say, we want this game flexed in?
Yes.
But what game are they trying to take away?
Well, okay.
I'll check that too.
CBS has apparently protected the game. Bengals Giants is the current Week 6 Sunday night football game.
Oh my God, gross.
And they said, hey, we want to do this, but CBS is going, nah, we're not letting that happen. This is going to be big for us.
Horrible Sunday night game. Why would you ever schedule the Giants against the Bengals in 2024 as a major game?
Before the season, you were thinking the Bengals, Joe Burrow, so Jamar, you were thinking they're back.
The Giants, I don't understand. Giants are going to be the worst team in football.
Is it because it's New York and you're going to get that market for sure? If you know you're going to get that bump from it,
maybe?
I don't know. But yeah,
I'm not sure.
So would that be the switch then? I guess not regionally, but it would be regionally for us. Is that the Bengals Giants game would go down to CBS?
And it would be the 3:25 game.
Yeah, so that's an interesting thing. But Kevin, I think the thing I love the most here is one network
is blocking
the other network from being able to do it.
As they should. Look, I don't know who people have network allegiances to, but if you're like, hey, we want to take this game, and you're like, well, hold on. We're already starting to build the hype. And what do we get in return? I'll give you your choice of any of these other games or Bengals Giants. Hell no, I'm not losing that game. That's going to be a huge game. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Clearly the Commanders have been rocking. The Ravens have really turned things around. That feels like that's going to be a big game.
And two dynamic quarterbacks you have to watch. I mean, listen, when Lamar Jackson's on the field, no matter what you think about him, you got to watch him because he's exciting.
Of course.
He's going to do something that's exciting. And now the addition of Derrick Henry and his ability to reel off a 60-yarder if he wants to is exciting as well. So that's an interesting one. Let's keep an eye on it. Does the NFL say, hey, sorry, networks?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Step in, or they say, you know what, we're letting y'all decide this one.
I need to go back and take a look at the total money paid, because I know we have to pretend, or the league has to pretend, all the networks are equally, you know, loved partners and everything like that. But I really want to see, what is it per year that they're getting paid? Because that's why they rotate the Super Bowl and everything, because they want to keep everyone happy. They want to keep as many streams of income going as possible. I want to take a closer look, and maybe they're like, hey, that's great, CBS. You're at 1.4 million. Peacock, 2 billion. So, sorry, you lose.
The question I have for you is, what's the thing that's been most difficult for you to adapt to over life? Because we've gotten far more advanced in everything. And how many times do you hear coaches say, I don't even know how to use Bookface?
Right.
Or I barely know how to use my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how am I going to post that if I got hacked? Like you hear this all the time. And so it feels like there are a lot of things that we're going through that are difficult to adapt to. Here's something that I think a lot of us as sports fans are having a problem adapting to, and that is athletes having their own podcasts. And here's Micah and Darius Slay after the Eagles had gotten beaten. Darius Slay hops on Micah Parsons' podcast.
Your dog CJ, man, he had some stuff said before the game. He struck again, bro.
Man, bro, that's my dog.
And before we get into this, bro, I'm not trying to, y'all know, bro, I'm all positive, bro. I'm not trying to attack CJ at all. Right. I know he took what I said personally. And, you know, before I even get into it, what we think he is, like, in terms of how we feel, bro, like, we all in the NFL. How one of us saying that another person don't belong here, they just that type of person. Like, you feel me, though? Like, even with a Pro Bowl, all pro, like, you know, we still could be humbled at any moment. Like, we still going to get beat. I'm going to still get locked up maybe for a game or a rep. You know, it's just a game of football. It's just how it happens.
It happens.
A lot of our fans, I see this on Twitter. I see it on the fan text. How many times do you see Micah just needs to stop worrying about his podcast?
Yeah.
And start worrying about on the field. And this is where I'm saying you kind of got to get past that. Because you're going to see more and more of these guys take advantage of their celebrity while they're playing the game to set up something they can have in their post-career, because they don't know when their career is going to end. And this is something that I think is... We didn't have this type of technology whenever Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith were doing theirs, so they found other ways to make money.
Troy found Brad Champ.
Yeah.
Right? He did a weekly with Brad Champ.
Yeah, and so there were other ways that they could do it, but this is one that's so easily accessible to us as fans, and it's starting to become frustrating for people. But I'll go with you. My kids have connected with people all over the world because of technology, the ability to hop on Fortnite and talk to somebody new. Now, obviously, could be a 50-year-old dude hanging out in his mom's basement in his underwear.
Huh,
we got to be careful about those things. But that seems like it's a difficult thing for people to come to grips with, that these athletes are doing these things.
All right. So for me, what I immediately thought of was how people dress at church. And so... Because, like, still, even to this day, so many people wear hats. Not like...
Like fedoras?
No, not like cool church hats. I mean, like a ball cap.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, into church. And for a while, I didn't love that. But then I was having a conversation with a few people, and it was kind of like, how many people feel uncomfortable kind of dressing up or whatever? And so, like, if you took down that barrier, does it get more people into the church? And that's really what you want. And so... I eventually came around to that, but yeah, I was definitely a person who was like, why do they have a coffee bar and people wearing ball caps at church? But I had to, like, I got over it.
From the 214, it sounds like you radio guys are scared. I love what these guys got podcasts. I literally just said you have to adapt to that. So I didn't say, I said we see it on the fan text. I've never complained about what they're doing. And I think it's awesome that these guys get these opportunities to do
sure.
it. Be prepared. It's going to be more of it. And that's where Mike, I'm also kind of discussing the ability to, I've had a kind of the dating life of my kids is different than I grew up with. They don't necessarily have the same connections. Oh, I have to date somebody in my school. They're dating people that they meet, know somewhere else, and then they build relationships with that. And I'm like, I have to kind of be a little more patient, observe it, and go through it with them. Because I didn't experience that. All we had was phones.
Yeah.
That's the way we talked to people. And usually it was somebody we met face to face. And now there's all these other people, just like Tinder hit. And then all of a sudden the dating world was very different. And then people didn't adapt to it, or people did adapt to it. Mike, you look like you had a thought that you wanted to dive in on.
I did, but I forgot.
Oh, no.
It's okay, Mike. It is definitely okay. And it does appear...
Oh, I remember.
Oh, no!
I cannot beat that.
No!
I can't top it. It sounds like somebody else got hurt for the Cowboys.
No. The Dallas Mavericks say that Luka Doncic has suffered a left calf contusion and will be reevaluated in 1 week. Guys, we already went through the Josh Young calf. And then we went through the Dak calf.
Mm-hmm.
We have to go through a Luka calf now. How can we do this with Cavs? Look, how?
Luka misses a good chunk of games every year. Let's get him out of the way now.
Yeah.
And go from there.
You can't be a cow until first you're a calf.
And Luka definitely is a cash cow. You know what, guys? Okay. You guys talked me off the ledge.
Somebody kicked him in the calf? Like, yeah. How'd you contuse it?
How do you contuse a calf?
And I also, I don't know if that is exactly the phrase that goes with it, but...
Contusion.
You don't start the season for 22 days?
October 24th,
okay,
I believe.
Okay, yeah, 22 days. All right, so we got 3 weeks.
TNT, San Antonio.
We'll be okay, Corey.
I don't know.
Gonna be okay.
How was Josh Young's season?
He just told Mark Stein he was completely healthy. 2 days later, he's contusing things.
Yeah. Josh Young had a calf, and guess what? Oh, no. He missed most of the season, Kevin.
My calf is bruised. Was it before, or are you just trying to sit out practicing?
But didn't Josh Young miss because of other reasons, too?
Calf contusion?
Or the KNC masterpiece.
What he set out.
One injury leads to another, man. He was overcompensating.
Yeah, and then you get broken hand.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say? We're screwed? Cancel the season?
If
you got 3 weeks. I choose to believe it'll be okay.
If Luka gets off to the best start of his career and then in game four breaks his wrist or hand, I quit.
Okay. So when we go to you for NBA analysis, you're going to be like, I used to be a Mavericks fan.
I'm quitting everything.
Oh, no. We're the KNC masterpiece. Whew. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, The Athletic's anonymous NFL player poll, including most likely to win their first MVP, most annoying player, or if you want to freak out more about, I guess, the apparent destruction of the Mavs season due to the Luka injury.
It's over, man.
No, it's not.
And the season's over.
We'll have our draft pick this year.
On The Fan.
From the 45, first down, shotgun, good blitz pickup, and Prescott down the left side to... Lamb broke the tackle. 35, outrun three men into the end zone. Touchdown, CeeDee Lamb.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time for the Athletic's anonymous NFL player poll. They do this every single year. Get a whole bunch of players, ask them some of the pressing questions in the league. This year, the Athletic talked with 110 players with the same set of questions, though not every player answered every question. Some of these are too hot for them to potentially answer. Who will be?
Too hot to handle and too cold to hold.
That's Bobby Brown.
That's right. Who will be the next active NFL player to win his first MVP?
This year, I feel like it's Josh Allen up until last week.
Okay.
Because, you know, that was a toe stub in my opinion, but he was the show for the first 3 weeks of the season.
Absolutely.
And whenever he's not the show, you saw what happened in Baltimore or against Baltimore.
Just for the record, one player did vote Geno Smith.
Well, they're going to be wrong. I mean, you got Captain Sammy D's right now. Who's,
I do not believe he got a...
Yeah, because this was before,
vote,
right?
Yeah.
He didn't vote after 3 or 4 weeks of the season. I'm going to assume people voted CJ Stroud.
Oh, that's a good one.
CJ Stroud's fourth on the list, believe it or not. He got 8% of the vote.
Burrow's never won an MVP.
Joe Burrow is second on the list with about
16%.
Josh Allen leads the way. 17.5%. But think about it for a second.
Okay. Well.
Josh Allen's first... Joe Burrow's second, and those two are first and second by a pretty wide margin. CJ Stroud is fourth. Who is third?
Could it be Herbie with his new quarterback? I mean, new coach? Are people going to vote Herbie? It's not going to be Trevor Lawrence.
I believe he is ninth, 10th on the list.
He's going to be in the top 10, Corey.
He's 10th on the list, tied with Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
I think Brock Purdy's got a decent shot.
Is it a quarterback?
No. That's where...
Micah?
Justin Jefferson?
Ooh, different position. Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, he's in Germany.
McCaffrey?
Yeah.
Get it?
As we continue to freak out about Luka, yes.
He's not even playing. Was this...
It was before the season.
Might not play.
And the San Francisco 49ers jumped
everybody.
Yeah,
they hid that. Yeah, they hid that for sure. Okay. Then, McCaffrey is the one.
So Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Christian McCaffrey, Stroud, Jordan Love is fifth. Jared Goff and Dak are tied for sixth, and then Crosby, Stafford, Herbert, and Purdy.
Dak, baby, look at that. He finished second last year. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Did
just
he?
Just one away.
I'm sorry, Kevin. Not a lot of people discuss that during the offseason, mm-hmm. but Dak Prescott did finish second in MVP.
I feel like Steven and Jerry did a very bad job of informing us on where Dak Prescott finished.
They should have had MVP banners. Race. They should have been flying those planes with the little things behind
them. In fact, I haven't gone to a game this year. Cowboy fans, when you head out to AT&T Stadium, do they fly the Dak finished second in MVP banner?
Need to.
If you were to start an NFL team from scratch, who is the first non-quarterback that you would draft?
Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson is second on the list at 13% of the votes.
Is it Micah?
Micah is fourth on the list at 10.7%.
I mean, he rubs people's calves when they don't feel good. That was before. He did that after the vote. I think they would have got, yeah, he Miyagi'd him. He like took on the pain himself.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
That's not okay.
Let's go to the quarterback. Miles Garrett.
Miles Garrett. I feel
like he's old.
Third. All right.
I know he's not old, but I feel I feel like if I'm starting a franchise, I want a dude who I think has 8 years left in the league at least.
Okay. I'm just looking at the, again, broadest quarterback, guy who gets to the quarterback, guy who protects the quarterback. So that was my. That's the I feel like Miles Garrett, T.J. Watt, those names are the ones. And Micah, you already said.
Okay, Alec.
Who's the best offensive lineman?
I'm going to give you an opportunity to steal.
Trent Williams.
They got second, Justin Jefferson. Third, Miles Garrett. Fourth, Micah Parsons. You talked about the people who get to the quarterback. Fifth is Max Crosby, and sixth is T.J. Watt.
Okay.
You asked about the best offensive lineman. Seventh is Trent Williams. So you guys have got two.
Mike's right, though. Those are a lot of old people.
2 through 7 covered for the steal, Alec. Who would you start an NFL team with from scratch that is a non-quarterback?
My guess was Trent Williams, and that is now off the table.
Is it going to be JJ?
Man, and it's not Jay Jettos.
I mean, the thing is you know that he's going on injured reserve in week 8 or whatever.
I would put the idea of they have to be super young out of your mind.
Oh.
Aaron Donald. You said
he's retired.
Maybe you even have to put retirement out of your mind.
Tyreek Hill is number one on the list, 14.6%.
I really want him representing my organization.
Well, look, hey, by the way, Justin Tucker got 2 votes. So
not even the best kicker in the league anymore, man.
He got 1 vote. I'm sorry, he got 1 vote. I like the idea. You're giving every player in the league that doesn't play quarterback, and one person's like, I'm taking Justin Tucker.
Hell yeah.
I think it was Justin Tucker.
I do not know. To your point, one person did pick Aaron Donald, so I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Yes!
That's how much they love Aaron Donald.
No, I don't think they knew he was retired.
That's a possibility.
Is a possibility. What is NFL players' favorite road trip destination?
Okay, Mike, a serious question here. When you traveled, what was most important to you? Was it like the city vibe?
I think it's a great question because I think it's different. This is not my answer is going to be different from a dude trying to taste chell and, you know, or chell. I don't know.
Taste chell. Okay. All right.
So, Chael Sonnen, I was like, what UFC is he talking fighter? About?
Now, this is interesting with football because don't they get in on like Saturday afternoon and then leave Sunday night?
Yeah, so they really don't have time to like, because I feel like Miami is a great place to go.
Yeah, so this has to be about weather, which Miami's not going to be on. They die in Miami in some games.
So Miami, like, for the record, is fourth on this list.
LA has fantastic weather.
So they're talking about hanging out there, which they never get to do when they're talking about vacation. There can't be talking about playing there.
I think you're probably right with the first two, because first is Los Angeles, second is Las Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're just talking about places to hang out. That's why Dallas Mavericks are going to Vegas. They're going to hang out.
So it goes...
And get injured, obviously.
Oh, my God. Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Seattle, Miami, New York, and then Dallas is tied for sixth.
Huh.
But what you were just saying, I think that factors in a lot more... For least favorite NFL road trip. So you guys were talking about places to hang out for most favorite. This one, when you talked about the weather, I think it's pretty apparent.
Buffalo.
Buffalo is second on the list. 12% said their least favorite place to go is Buffalo.
Green Bay.
Green Bay at 17% is number one on the list. Then you get New York. Then you get Washington. That might just be because they don't care for Washington. And Cleveland and Jacksonville are tied for fifth.
On their fans.
Yes, exactly. But
politics.
Green Bay.
Like players just want to play.
Buffalo and New York lead the way in terms of least favorite NFL road trip. Now,
I wonder if New York's up there because they're not really in New York.
Okay, and their jersey, yeah.
Because I think if you ask NBA basketball players or MLB baseball players who have some free time when they go play on the road, they would vote New York as, man, I really like New York. You know, bars, clubs, restaurants, places to shop, like all of that is available in New York. If you're a football player, if we're just talking about football, I think you would, to me, I have to just consider the stadium and the hotel we're staying at.
Has Taylor Swift's presence at Chiefs games, hey, look, I didn't come up with the question, at Chiefs games been a positive for the NFL, a negative for the NFL, or neither?
I think 100% a positive.
Yeah, I'm with Mike.
It didn't quite play out like that, but it was pretty lopsided. Positive, 72.5% of the players said it's been a positive. Only 5% said a negative, and then 22.5% said neither.
There are no Swifties watching the Astros and the Tigers play right now.
Uh-uh.
If somehow the Chiefs were playing the Texans right now, there would be 20% of the audience being Swifties watching the game, not knowing what is going on, just knowing that old Taylor's boyfriend is out there.
Now, to your point, one player did say it's a positive. You want to get as many eyes as possible. She brings a lot of eyes. So, you know, if that increases the salary cap, I don't think anyone's going to complain about it. And then one of the people who said it's been negative, she gets unnecessary coverage. There was a whole NFL season opening video on Twitter, and she was featured 5 times, and our quarterback was featured none.
Yeah, but the Swifties were watching that. So that's what they wanted to see. And I talked about this earlier with Kevin, Mike.
That player sounds like a hater.
Yeah.
And what are the haters going to do?
Shake it off. They're going to hate.
And the players.
They're going to play. Mike, if.
What are you going to do?
I don't know what Sue's, like, who her favorite person is. But let's say when you were playing, her sister's going to be at the game. Is she excited that her, like, she's going to be excited? I feel like most players' wives might be excited if they're going to Arrowhead and they get a chance to hang out. I don't know if that's true or not. Maybe they're like, no, I'm a Beyonce fan. You know, maybe they're like, oh, I don't like her that much.
I'm going to quick hit a couple
Kanye
of these.
Was right.
Most annoying player
Diddy party.
In the NFL, CJ Gardner-Johnson gets 21% of the vote.
They hate that guy.
I do. Christian Wilkins is next at 12%. No one else got higher than 7.5%. By the way, Travis Kelce tied for fifth most annoying at 4.5%. I feel like that is a fallout from the last question we asked.
Yeah, and also because he keeps winning.
I could see that.
Winning always irritates people.
He's always fighting.
The NFL.
For his right to party.
Oh, my God. Doing enough to educate players and prevent gambling from impacting NFL games. Did you feel like with all the suspensions, I would have thought no.
But there aren't a lot of suspensions. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Considering how many players there are in the NFL and how few of those suspensions. So I'll say I think they are.
83% said yes. Only 12% said no. The rest were undecided, which feels like is probably a no. If somebody asks you, hey, are they doing enough to educate you on this? And you're like, I don't know. That kind of feels like that trends in a no. Now, the last one I wanted to ask y'all here, should taxpayer money be used on NFL stadiums? This was asked of the players.
In a way, no, but we know that it's just the way it is in the United States. So
I feel like players, though, probably are going, if I'm in your community, don't you want to pay for the stadium that I'm playing in? But I don't think so. I would say no, Kevin.
Now, one person who said to
but I'm just a taxpayer.
That's true. One person said, to an extent, I'm for it. However, they said, I also get the tax money could go to a whole hell of a lot of better things than football stadiums.
Dude, like the politicians.
Or like to the school system.
Yeah.
Or
I think the politicians deserve
it. Or the parks or your rec centers in your areas.
42.
Obviously, they need more money. They text you every day for it.
That is true. 42.6% of the players said yes to taxpayer money for NFL stadiums. 35.6 said no. And 21.8% said, hell, I don't know.
Kevin, Tim McMahon says, sources say there is no concern about Luka being ready for the Mavs regular season opener.
Let's go.
Contusion gone.
Yeah. all that panic earlier.
That was you panicking.
I did panic. I definitely, but it was real panic.
I know. I thought something really bad.
Who's going to pass it to Clay?
I don't know. I feel like we need Grant Williams back to motivate Luka so he can be like, watch this practice.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, let's chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Gobert is out there. Doncic. Maneuvers for the lead. Got it!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Got a little bit of a scare with Luka having a calf contusion.
Oh, I'm so glad I don't. I was trying to figure out how to give him my calf, and I was like, I could live without it for a few months.
Or you could just switch and get his not as good calf.
Yeah, I could live with that. I'll do it.
Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Heggie. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you very much for asking. Now, was there any concern when you hear a Luka calf contusion, or are you like, well, we still got 3 weeks, and I know McMahon came in and is like, nah, they think he'll be fine.
Yeah, you know, I think as long as last year went, knowing that he doesn't have like the most durable athleticism, he's strong and he's got great balance and stuff, great coordination. But you know, I kind of look at this as like from the silver lining perspective of good. You know, just give him a little bit more rest. The more, the merrier. You're gonna have a long, long ride into June this year again, Heggie.
I feel like we got, I guess, some answers while developing new questions about Brandon Cooks, because we've been talking about limited route tree, what's wrong with him, and now you hear he's out for at least a game because of a knee infection after a procedure. What are we to make of this, gentlemen?
It's just another frustration when it comes to all the injuries, but I don't know that it's the knee injury is the reason why you didn't have production from him for three games. To me, it looked like he was moving around pretty well. I still reflect back to the offense and the play calling and the design on how to use him a little bit. But, hey, I mean, hopefully if something was going on, this gets him right. But it's a bummer that he's going to have to miss this game. He's already limited on weapons.
Yeah, Bobby Belt and I did Love of the Star last night. And Bobby first brought it up. He said there's something wrong with Cooks.
Yeah.
And I reached out to some people in the organization and asked if Cooks was hurt or he was banged up, and they said he wasn't injured, but they were really vague.
Yeah.
Okay. Cooks had something done in New York that I don't know, and I can't get a confirmation of it right now, that he had a procedure done on his own.
Yep.
That went wrong for him. Oof. And, you know, maybe there was an injection involved. Again, these are just things I'm trying to kind of piece together here. But what I heard last night was he wasn't injured.
Okay.
But now he's, you know, obviously there's something going on. Bobby Belt, to his credit, says there's something not right with Cooks.
Yeah.
And we were trying to kind of get to the bottom of it. And we got to the bottom of that he wasn't injured. But there's something else there. And I don't know, because of laws and things like that, if you're ever going to get to the bottom of it. This doesn't sound like a Dallas Cowboys kind of procedure. Reduction. Yeah, or a procedure that they knew what was going on.
Because to your point, Archer is saying that he had another surgery over the weekend.
After the game.
But another one,
yeah,
to try to clean out the infection, and that took place with the Cowboys team doctor.
So that was Dr. Andrews cleans out the infection.
Yeah.
So but the prior thing in New York's done on its own.
Exactly.
Yeah. The infection happened not on the Cowboys watch.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why they're right now. But
it seems
Bobby had an idea that something wasn't right with Cooks.
Brandon Cooks just went rogue and just kind of had a procedure done by himself.
That's it.
Potentially.
It appears this way.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe somebody's listening, and they all do over there, will text and say, no, this is what happened. But that they're trying to kind of get that in, square it up right now.
From the player's perspective, I can see Cooks doing that. Isn't this his fifth organization? Like, he has to feel as a player, nobody ever trusts me or believes in me or cares about me. I'm just giving the other part of it. When you've been shipped so many times to so many different places, you start going, I'm not listening to your team doctor. If I had five different team doctors, I'm going to go to my guy. And obviously this one went bad, it sounds like. Yeah. But I think guys at Dak probably has no issue with all the Cowboys doctors. He only knows the Cowboys.
An interesting point.
Yeah, I don't have any response to your thing, but I was surprised because, like I say, the vague answer I got last night was he's not injured.
Huh.
But then this kind of comes around and people are like, Broadus, your source lied to you. And I'm like, no, he wasn't injured, but something is not right. And that's what led him to go, and now he has an infection. Maybe he felt like there was something that he needed correcting, and you know, maybe went on his own to get that done.
Now, we were kicking around the Athletics Anonymous NFL player poll, and one of the things we didn't get to are, who are the top three players you'd take on your flag football team? All right, so this is the players. Obviously, there's been discussion about, you know, them taking over the Olympic team and everything. Who do you think the players would vote for who they wanted on their flag football team?
Lamar. Yeah, Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson is tied for third with Patrick Mahomes.
Tyreek Hill.
He'll be on that team?
Tyreek Hill is number one. 24% of the players voted for Tyreek Hill.
Justin Jefferson.
So it goes like this. Tyreek Hill won with 24%. So huge number. Justin Jefferson, 15%. Lamar and Patrick Mahomes, both 10.5%. Then Ja'Marr Chase gets 3%. So, like, there is a giant drop-off between
flag
the top
football?
Four. Flag football.
Why not Deuce Vaughn? Do you know how low you're going to get his flags?
Would you go with Bryce Young then as well, if that is the team that you're constructing?
Yeah. The only problem is he probably can't see over the guys on defense again, so he has to throw sidearm to get it to the people.
And then what do you think about one player each? You can start your franchise with any player in the NFL that's not a quarterback. One vote went to Justin Tucker, and then one vote went to Aaron Donald, who is not
but still would.
Currently an active player.
I'm out of retirement.
I made a joke, and it actually got a vote.
Which one of those surprises you more? Huh? The retired voter or the kicker who...
The kicker who doesn't even have his powers anymore.
Yeah.
If you're going to do one, you take our kicker.
It's nice that Justin voted for himself.
Okay, and that a lot of people... Do you think he saw this and he's like, everyone's going to know? And he's like, there are probably a few more who will vote for
me. How would they know?
Nobody's going to know. For some reason.
How would they know?
I want to... The flag football thing, did they clarify that the Olympics is 4 years from now? And like Tyreek Hill in 4 years? Like, I would actually be... I'll be drafting Alabama's wide receiver Ryan Williams, number one overall.
Then maybe be 21. Yeah. No, they just said right
Malik
now.
Neighbors, yeah. Okay, I see what you're doing there.
Yeah, go get me Ryan Williams. He can be on my flag football team anytime. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold as always. Heggie, thanks for asking. James Slater at 5.
Ooh, okay. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 through the Fan.
Good night, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
Stupid beavers. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.